When Mirek Topolánek's centre-right coalition government came to power in January 2007, it held the slimmest majority in Parliament and has survived pretty much on a knife edge ever since. But this week it seems to have lost even that wafer-thin majority, thanks to a rebellion in Mr. Topolánek's Civic Democratic Party over the restitution of church property. Now newspaper commentators are predicting the government's inevitable demise. So is it game over for the Prime Minister? Rob Cameron joins me now in the studio. Rob, what's happened this week to cause these kind of pessimistic predictions for the government?
Well, as you say, this all surrounds an important bill to compensate churches for property confiscated by the communist regime. Now, the bill was submitted by the government, but it's being blocked by a group of three MPs from Mr. Topolánek's own party, the Civic Democrats, and they're headed by Vlastimil Tlustý, who was briefly finance minister in a previous short-lived Topolánek government. Now, Mr. Tlustý et al. Say the deal, which will see 83 billion crowns given to the church as compensation for confiscated property, is deeply flawed, and they've succeeded now, along with the left-wing opposition, in effectively putting it on ice after forcing the creation of a parliamentary commission to examine whether the church should really get so much money. This has produced a furious reaction from Mr. Topolánek, who says he no longer considers Mr. Tlustý a Civic Democrat MP.
But that's only one piece of legislation, Rob. How much effect can that have?
Well, it's not so much about church restitution, but about the future of Mr. Topolánek's coalition. Now, Mr. Topolánek needs this church bill to satisfy his coalition partners, the Christian Democrats, and it's going to be delayed now until at least December. Mr. Tlustý and his two rebel MPs are blocking the bill, and they're also threatening to block other legislation, in particular anti-discrimination legislation required by the European Union. Now, if these three coalition MPs continue to vote against the coalition, then you have to wonder, is the coalition still viable if they join the opposition again to scupper the government's health reforms or vote against the US radar base, which is already in trouble as it is? Then the coalition government is essentially a lame duck. Now, for his part, Mr. Tlustý says Mr. Topolánek has declared war on him and he's just defending himself, but many observers say that Mr. Tlustý is still furious at being passed over as finance minister in the current government. But it's a sign, I think, of just how bad things have got.
Very quickly, Rob, the next general election isn't for 2 years. How long do you think this government's going to last?
Who knows? It's partly up to the opposition Social Democrats and when they decide to test the government. They're talking about next year. And also, of course, how far Mr. Tlustý and his rebels are prepared to go. But I think if the government fails to get the radar through Parliament or its already emasculated reforms are scuppered, then it's hard to see how far Mr. Topolánek could carry on.
Well, I guess time, as ever, will tell. Thank you, Rob Cameron.